An earthquake shook some southeast Alaska residents out of bed early this morning. The Alaska Earthquake Information Center reports the 5.8 magnitude quake hit just before 4 a.m. It was centered about 100 miles northwest of Juneau, 39 miles west of Haines, and 60 miles west of Skagway. There were no immediate reports of damage. Skagway Police Dispatcher Willicky Burnham says she received a couple of calls from residents after the jolt, and it felt like her office was on a boat.
The building shook quite a bit, and then it felt like I was on the water, and it lasted pretty long, too. Maybe about a minute and a half.
The epicenter was apparently near Rendu Inlet between the east and west arms of Glacier Bay. While there was no tsunami, Tom Vandenberg says 4 a.m. was kind of exciting in the town of Gustavus.
Everything was shaking a little bit and our houses were rocking back and forth.
Vandenberg is supervisory park ranger for Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve. He says two groups of researchers up the east and west arms of the bay radioed some interesting accounts.
We had a group of bear researchers up near Russell Island who were staying on our ranger station, which is a little floating raft, and they reported rocks coming down from some of the hillsides, some strange sounds from icebergs and some rolling bergs, and just kind of an eerie experience, but no major outward damage.
A backcountry ranger crew is camped out near McBride Glacier in the Muir Inlet side of the bay.
And then we also radioed a backcountry crew of rangers that were camped out up near McBride Glacier in the east arm in the Muir Inlet side of the bay. They said McBride Glacier just started calving pretty incessantly, apparently for about 15 minutes straight. So lots of ice coming out of that inlet probably over the next couple of days.
After the initial quake, several light aftershocks continued in northern southeast for more than a couple of hours, according to the Earthquake Information Center.